Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off the Ball Breakfast, Ireland's sports breakfast show.
And Mbappe, and look, I've been a long sceptic of Mbappe, I thought, you know, because he had it too easy.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Arne Slot ignores comparisons with a Liverpool legend as they get ready to play PSG in the Champions League. Newcastle's left flank is decimated ahead of this month's Carabao Cup final. And a Super Bowl-esque halftime show is coming to the 2026 World Cup final. But first today, Liverpool boss Arne Slot says they have seen no advantage from finishing top of the Champions League phase. They're at the Parc des Princes to play a PSG side who are unbeaten in their last 22 matches. Liverpool looks set to be without Cody Gakpo for tonight's first leg of their last 16 tie. Slot says their task over the two legs could hardly be tougher.
No, that's clear. Because I see Paris Saint-Germain one of the strongest teams in Europe. I think everyone agrees with me if you've seen them playing the last few weeks and last few months already. So, but that can happen in the former format as well. So if you ended up number one, then there was always one team that ended up number two where you felt like, we're hoping not to get that team. So it can happen in this format as well. And I think it's a great fixture to look forward to for everyone who loves football. Both teams scored so many goals this season. Quite similar playing styles, maybe not completely, but the ideas are quite similar. Both teams like to have the ball. Both teams work really hard without the ball. So I can come up with six, seven, or eight similar things that both teams are doing. So yeah, interesting fixture to look forward to.
The Dutchman could yet match the achievements of Liverpool legend Joe Fagan, who won a league title, the League Cup and the European Cup during his first season in charge. However, Slot is not yet seen himself among such lofty company.
The first thing, my thoughts are not so much on these kind of things, because my thoughts are on Paris Saint-Germain. And if we finish this game, it's about Southampton. If we finish that one, it's again on Paris Saint-Germain. The good thing this week was, it was the first time that we had a bit more time than all the other games we've played, because normally there were only 2 or 3 days in between. And that's definitely a good thing, because Paris Saint-Germain needs all our attention, and 2 days would probably not be enough to prepare the team well enough for this team, because I'm really impressed with what I saw clearly during the weekend. 4-0 lead at halftime.
Elsewhere tonight, Slot's compatriot Robin van Persie continues his baptism of fire as Feyenoord boss. In just a second game in charge, Inter are the visitors to Rotterdam. There's another arm wrestle between Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen at the Allianz tonight. Both of this season's Bundesliga meetings of the sides ended in draws. Bayern haven't beaten Xabi Alonso's side since September of 2022. Bayern's Alphonso Davies is convinced they can change that record over these two legs.
Yeah, it has been, you know, 3 games. Like you said, we haven't got the better of them. But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we know that in the back of our head, but it's not going to stop us from playing our game, from playing how we want to play, from playing our football. And yeah, we know that you know, it's going to be a tough game, and overall, that we're going to do what we need to do on the pitch.
And the Canadian insists the reported breakdown in talks regarding Joshua Kimmich's contract won't distract his Bayern teammates.
Yeah, for me, it's not really my space to speak on Kimmich's contract. I mean, he's a top player. You know, we'd love for him to stay. You know, well, however that works. But my main focus right now, our main focus as a team, is to play football. Obviously, we know Jo is a top player, you know, top spieler, and we want him to stay in Munich. And yeah, we'd love to have him here. But at the end of the day, it's his decision, and we don't really put pressure on him. You know, whatever he wants to do, You know, I'm sure he has something in mind, but that's his decision, not ours.
Tonight's other fixture is a rerun of the game of the competition so far, less than 2 months after their 9-goal thriller. Benfica and Barcelona meet again in Lisbon.
I will be there for one reason, and one reason only, to see that justice is served.
It's not true that I want Man City to be relegated. It's true that I like justice. Many times small clubs are punished by €5.
First thing you can do for me is to chuck all your medals and all your caps and all your pots and all your pans into the biggest flipping dustbin you can find. Because you've never won any of them fairly. You've done it all by blooming cheating.
Yeah.
This is the man, hopefully, who will see that justice will be served.
I don't think it's fair that the big sharks, they always find a way to escape the rules.
Sin justice!
More than being a professional football man, I just like justice in football.
Justice will be served!
Part of that. No bad feelings.
Arsenal can afford to rest a host of players in the second leg of their last 16 tie. Martin Odegaard scored twice and set up Ricardo Calafiori for Arsenal's final goal in a 7-1 hammering of PSV Eindhoven. Despite Arsenal's recent struggles in front of goal, Mikel Arteta had confidence a performance like last night's was coming.
I knew it was coming.
Did you? Well, how? Why?
I mean, that's the beauty of it, you know. Nobody in this room, if I give you an envelope, say, can you predict what's going to happen tomorrow and who is going to score? That's the beauty of football. You know, in football is, and you do very well today, put your head down, be humble, analyze how you can improve, because the next game is going to be completely different to this one, and nobody can write the script, unfortunately, even if we would like to.
Hello, it's Owen Chehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Diego Simeone felt his Atletico Madrid control the first leg of their last 16 tie with Real Madrid, despite losing 2-1 at the Bernabeu. Brahim Diaz taunted the Atletico manager after scoring the match-winning goal. And Lille are still very much in their tie with Borussia Dortmund. A second-half goal from Hakan Arnar Haraldsson secured a 1-1 draw in Germany. WSL leaders Chelsea attempt to recover from dropping points for just the second time this season tonight. Sonia Bompastor's unbeaten side host Leicester having drawn at Brighton on Sunday. Manchester City can move into the Champions League qualification places if they win away to West Ham. Newcastle have suffered another blow to their left flank ahead of this month's Carabao Cup final. Lewis Hall's season is over after he suffered a foot injury in last week's Premier League defeat away to Liverpool. Anthony Gordon's already been ruled out of their Wembley reunion with Arne Slot's side, with Newcastle confirming they won't appeal the red card he received in Sunday's FA Cup defeat at the hands of Brighton. Tino Livramento filled in at left back on Sunday, while Dan Burns also an option there should Sven Botman return from injury. The FA has submitted a claim to increase the ban given to Millwall goalkeeper Liam Roberts after his sending off against Crystal Palace in the FA Cup fifth round. He was dismissed for serious foul play for a high challenge that left Palace striker Jean-Philippe Mateta needing 25 stitches in his head. The FA say a standard 3-game ban is clearly insufficient. Millwall fans held a minute's applause in support of Roberts during last night's 2-0 defeat at home to Bristol City. They also banned the Daily Mail from their media activities over the coverage of the Roberts-Mateta incident. And the 2026 World Cup final is set to feature a Super Bowl-esque halftime show. It's the grand idea of FIFA president Gianni Infantino. He's described the move this morning as an historic moment for the FIFA World Cup and a show befitting the biggest sporting event in the world. It's not yet been confirmed if the standard 15-minute break will be extended to account for Infantino's latest folly. Coldplay have been earmarked to advise FIFA on the halftime show, and there will also be a takeover of Times Square. The 2026 final is set to be held at New Jersey's MetLife Stadium.
Off the ball.
Joe, you're convinced an Irish win by a goal.
1-0.
What total control in midfield? 1-0.
Not easy. Onto it comes Houghton. And Houghton with a shot. And it's there.
Again, the sound is great. Very sharp. What a terrific run this is. Wonderful piece of football. He's still in here. Oh, that's the greatest goal of the tournament.
Gentlemen in the yellow hat exists nowhere in the firmament of international football and has no right to interfere in such an officious way.
Good play by Vimeo. Goes for the shot this time. Oh, Frank Bonner. Oh dear, oh dear. Roberto Baggio now. Roberto Baggio! Oh, look at that! Just look at that!
Romario's in the middle! And goal! And Romario gets a standing ovation in the Cotton Bowl.
Roberto Baggio, the saviour of Italy throughout this tournament.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.